Module 10, Assigning Work to the Millennial Employee. One of the most important things that employees learn in the onboarding process is how they will be assigned work, what expectations for work are, and how they will be rewarded or compensated. When assigning work to the millennial employee, managers and supervisors should keep in mind these employees' need for structure, specific guidelines, and clear expectations and feedback. Provide clear structure and guidelines. As we discussed in Module 8, millennials feel most capable when they have clear guidelines and structure around work. Making clear what they can expect in terms of structure and guidance around tasks and projects, and to whom they can turn to if they find these lacking, is a key component of onboarding. When providing structure for a millennial employee, make clear who and what is involved in a project or task, who they can go to with questions or concerns, the order in which tasks should be completed, and any relevant deadlines or benchmarks. Make guidelines and instructions as clear, comprehensive, and systematic as possible. Provide specific benchmarks. Along with their desire for structure and guidelines, millennials seek out benchmarks or specific points at which they can have their project evaluated. When assigning work, provide specific benchmarks. These can be points at which the employee has to have his or her work signed off, or simply points at which he or she can reflect on or evaluate the progress made. Benchmarks, or mini deadlines, are also useful in helping the millennial employee plan his or her time. Especially in light of millennials' preference for multitasking, having a set of benchmarks to achieve can keep the employee on task, help prevent procrastination, and head off any problems or issues before they become unmanageable. Set boundaries and provide reality checks. Millennials may over or underestimate what they can accomplish in a given period of time and with the available resources. When setting guidelines and benchmarks, it is also key to set boundaries. Make clear what is expected of the employee, at what point he or she may seek help and from whom, and what the consequences of not meeting benchmarks or deadlines will be. Also, provide reality checks. Discuss with the employee his or her plan for accomplishing the work. Offer your own experiences about the time and resources similar tasks or projects have taken. Encourage the employee to consider issues that he or she has not thought of, such as the need to coordinate with team members, or allow for administrative tasks such as copying of documents. Guide, don't dictate. While providing clear guidelines, setting boundaries, and providing reality checks are all important when assigning work to millennial employees, it is also key not to dictate. Millennials want guidance, but also want to feel as though they are collaborating. Taking a dictatorial approach to assigning work to millennials is likely to backfire, as they may disengage or become skeptical of the value of what they are doing. The exploratory drive that characterizes millennials can be leveraged here as well, as they are guided in their work, but allowed to find their own methods and solutions. Providing a clear structure while allowing millennials to navigate tasks and projects on their own time and choosing is likely to generate the most buy-in and productive work. Case study. Sylvia is a very traditional manager. She is used to providing her direct reports with a list of tasks to be done, along with deadlines, and having the work done to her specifications. When she began working with Tyler, a new employee in his late 20s, she didn't understand why he often had many questions about how to complete work. As far as she was concerned, he should have been able to meet the deadlines as directed. She was consistently frustrated that he seemed to need so much handholding, and even then he often was late with work or needed to do it over. In talking with Margot, another manager, Sylvia voiced her frustrations. Margot suggested that Sylvia outline each of Tyler's tasks in detail, including providing small mini deadlines and scheduling time to talk through Tyler's plan for completing each project. Sylvia was skeptical but decided to try it. When Tyler was provided with step-by-step guidelines, he seemed to be able to complete projects in a more timely fashion with better results. Sylvia also learned that Tyler wasn't always able to think ahead about potential obstacles and often underestimated the time projects might take. After they began having weekly meetings about his progress, she noticed that Tyler seemed more confident and more able to plan out his projects to account for obstacles and delays.